Caroline Glick, Trump's Nationalist Message is Existential Threat to Globalism. By Robert Krajicek on November 13, 2018. Breitbart News's Caroline Glick described President Donald Trump as an existential threat to globalism, offering her analysis in a Tuesday interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Glick's comment on globalism came in the context of a discussion on French President Emmanuel Macron's derision of nationalism, in which France's head of state said, "Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism, nationalism is treason." Glick said, "I think that one of the sources of the hatred towards Trump that has been so obvious and apparent since he took office is that Trump's nationalist message and position, which he continues to follow both rhetorically and also from a policy perspective of putting American national interests and acting on those first and foremost, is they present, on a philosophical level, an existential threat to globalism and specifically, to the EU project. Listen." Glick added, "When you look at the globalism, whether it is the American version of liberal internationalism or neoconservatives, who have been running American foreign policy really since the end of the Cold War, or whether it's the globalist approach of the EU bureaucracy in Brussels, it is very imperialist." Glick continued, "Globalists say, we don't really care what your national interest is. Whether in the name of international law, or some other amorphous good that we define because it advances our interests, we expect you to do what we tell you to do. We are going to dominate the world and we want to transform it into something that adheres to what we are as globalists." Glick went on, "One of the things that flies by the wayside in all of this is the national interest, whether it be of the United States, or of Israel, or on the other hand of the French, or the Dutch, or the Irish, or the British, or so on and so forth." Glick said Trump's nationalist ethos emboldens other nationalist movements around the world in resisting globalists' push to consolidate political power via the convergence of global governance. "What we're seeing now, particularly since Donald Trump was elected and came into office last year, is that he has really been empowering a lot of nationalist forces in Europe," said Glick. Glick concluded, "So that itself is the largest threat to the EU. Since Trump really is the biggest force, and the most powerful voice galvanizing these nationalist forces in Europe. They hate him and they consider him rightly to be an existential threat to their power." Glick described Macron as aspiring to be Europe's leader. "It does look like Emmanuel Macron is posing as the next guy to be the leader of Europe the way Angela Merkel sort of is, now. She's on her way out, he is, trying to position himself as Angela Merkel's heir." "Leftist politicians like Macron politically traffic in anti-Americanism," said Glick. "I think it's also par for the course with Emmanuel Macron's leadership style, which is to sort of present the French public and the Europeans with bread and circuses, where he attacks Trump in particular, and sometimes Israel, to try to rally public support even though he is not delivering anything meaningful to French people as their president," assessed Glick. Glick continued, "The French economy is still sputtering along at 1.5 to 1.7% growth rates. They have very high unemployment, and it's not going any lower because of Macron's leadership. They continue to be plagued by a significant problem of irredentism with their growing Muslim minority." Glick stated, "Emmanuel Macron's approval ratings at home, last I checked, were at 24%, and they keep going down. He's facing a really devastating political situation. He is trying to jockey for position as Angela Merkel's replacement. So what he does is embrace the traditional rallying cry of French politicians since de Gaulle, which is anti-American, which is to attack America." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.